WorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move on from Cruise Talk with Carolyn Spencer Brown last segment, Mary and I are heading straight into today's personal connection for a different way to navigate the water, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do it with TravelGuard.com/Carrie, because bad weather, flight delays, and cancellations could be on the horizon.
Packing a Travel Guard insurance plan is simply a smart thing to do, folks. It covers so many things that could impact your travels, including lost or delayed baggage, medical expenses and evacuations, trip cancellations, interruption and delays, work-related cancellations, there's prescription replacement, roadside assistance, translation services, passport or ticket replacement. You'll have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or go find your link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. On September 2nd, 2021, Jill and James Iverson locked up their house in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and packed up their boat to sail America's Great Loop, returning home just about a year to the day on September 10th of 2022. Here to explain what that loop is and more about their adventure for today's personal connection are James and Jill on that show hotline.
Well, good morning to you both. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi.
Good morning, Robert and Mary. Good morning.
Welcome. Morning, James and Jill. Nice to hear both of your voices. James, I'm going to start with you. You know, Mary just mentioned the loop took you and Jill a year to complete. But for all the non-boaters listening out there in our audience, I want you to explain the Great Loop, where it goes, and if it's something many boaters set out to do.
Okay. The Great Loop is an adventure you take on your boat, and it's a loop. It's a circumnavigation of the eastern third of the United States. And we started out in Wisconsin on the shore of Lake Michigan. We headed south to Chicago, then through the Chicago River to the Illinois River, down the river systems, the Ohio and the Mississippi and the Tennessee River to Mobile, Alabama. Then we crossed the Gulf of Mexico to Florida, went down the west coast of Florida, then up the east coast, up the Atlantic to New York City, through the Erie Canal, back into the Great Lakes, and home again. So you can circumnavigate this part of the country on the water.
And do you think
so
it's something
continuous.
Yeah, but do you think is this something, is this like the holy grail for the many boaters out there?
It's one of the holy grail. It's not as arduous as a circumnavigation of the globe, for instance.
Sure.
But I've sailed across the Atlantic Ocean on small sailboats twice, and I found this was navigationally just as challenging as that.
Hmm.
And but I have the advantage of you're never that far offshore, so you can stop and visit all sorts of
there is that benefit too, James. That's true.
Jill, had you, I know you guys have sailed the Caribbean, and of course you live right there with Lake Michigan. You've sailed the Great Lakes, and James, you said you've done Atlantic crossings. Have you guys both done Atlantic crossings? What I'm really asking, Jill, is did you feel fully prepared for a long sail like this?
Yes, I did feel prepared. James did most of the preparation work as far as kind of studying about the locks and the different things that we needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's more his thing.
Mm-hmm.
My preparation, are probably just our years and years of cruising. I want you to know, not everyone who does the Great Loop has that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. But, for us, I felt very, very prepared. It wasn't really stressful for us. It was really a lot of fun.
Okay. And then from a personal perspective, Jill, I know you're an artist and you sketched a lot during the journey. I would enjoy hearing how the overall adventure, it's such an adventure for me. We don't sail on a regular basis. How it affected you and, you know, what was life like on the water for a year?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking. So I, as an artist, I kind of process things through drawing and painting and doing, I do a lot of work in a lot of different mediums, but on the boat, drawing and painting mostly, and a little collage. And it's also how I remembered things. So I did a sketch journal the whole way. Being on the boat is a lot different than traveling by land or being at home. You're very much in the here and now. And I was at the helm actually more than James. I tend to take the helm more. And I'm a birder, and I love nature, and I'm so interested in the communities. So I think art makes me pay attention, pay even closer attention. And because I did a piece of art every single day, what am I going to sketch today?
That's interesting.
Interesting.
So, James, similar question. I mean, a 6,000-mile loop on a boat can certainly be a daunting challenge. Obviously, we just heard you talk about navigating the Atlantic, and that's also a big responsibility. So how did you approach this personally, and as the captain, how did it most impact you?
Well, first of all, when Jill and I travel together, we consider ourselves captains, so all our decision making is after we've had conversations about it. And if anyone feels uncomfortable with a decision, they can veto that decision.
Okay.
But it was a wonderful trip. There were parts of the trip that I wasn't sure I was going to enjoy, but I enjoyed thoroughly.
Well, I mean,
Midwest.
Okay, so I mean, going the Mississippi and some of these rivers, but let me go in this direction with you then. I want to hear a little bit about the boat, I mean, the Alvin James. So I'd love for you to share some of what your home on the water was like. How fast or slow she went each day? Did she perform as you expected?
Well, our boat is a 33-foot crawler, and that means it's a single engine boat that goes real slow. Our cruising speed was about 7 knots, which is about 8 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
And it's very fuel efficient, which was important for our budget. And but it's a very seaworthy boat that was good for the open water passages, which there were quite a few. And it has, in the 33 feet, it's got all the comforts of home. We've got a comfortable bed. We've got a full kitchen. We have sitting areas. Yeah, it was very, very comfortable. And unlike a voyage where you're crossing the ocean, we didn't spend all our time on the boat. We would stop almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I hang out and visit places. So it was a very, very comfortable trip.
Obviously, for you, I mean, that's the beauty of what you were doing, being able to stop here and there. It wasn't about the speed of the trip. It was more about everything you were taking in. I understand that.
Absolutely.
Jill, I want to go back to life on the water because this fascinates me, because a year is a long time to be on the water. And I understand, as James just said, you weren't on the boat the whole time. But what was it like returning home after a year on the water?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting question. We were lucky that one of our sons and his sweetheart stayed in our house for a year, and they took great care of our house and our plants and everything else. We were so grateful. But unlike some loopers, we didn't come home the whole year and 8 days. We did not come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything. So we really did miss our family and our friends and our house. And, you know, I couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights. The light switches when I came home. So the house is extremely comfortable. It's not a big house, but we've got a washer and dryer. If we want to, we can jump in a car and go get groceries without planning, you know, for a week or
simple
something like
pleasures,
that.
Simple pleasures, right.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's really easy to flush the toilet and take a shower. It's different than the boat. You don't have
just
to worry about
bit.
You've got enough water and sewage
so
and all that kind of thing.
Would you say that this trip, did it, you know, kind of quench your thirst, if you will, or are more big trips ahead for you both?
Oh, definitely. We're not done. We still have Alvin James. We have a sailboat, too, that we're selling now. But we'll do part of the summer in Canada. We'll take the boat to Canada this summer, probably. And you know, we know people that boat into their 90s. There's no reason why we can't keep doing this.
And Jill, you just taught me, you probably taught a lot of people around the country, because I did hear what you said. Clearly, when you do the Great Loop like this, you are considered loopers. So we now have
a
term, which I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know that. So loopers. Well, very nice to meet the both of you today. James, thank you for your time. Jill, thank you for your time. We enjoyed this.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Well, great to have you aboard for our personal connection today. And hope you both have a nice weekend, okay?
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, take care. Have
Bye-bye.
A great summer. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We really had fun.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, there we are.
The Great Loop.
Yeah.
Continuous waterway. Really interesting. Yeah.
And I know that they, folks, if you want to follow Jill and James, they're on Instagram at just Jill and James. And they have a book coming out, so you can go check that out as well.
About their adventure on the loop.
All right. Right now, we need to pause for some important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break. Up next, Rudy takes on pickleball. Still ahead this hour, the Museum Gallery. We're going to go hog wild with Harley Davidson. Stay with us, everyone. Your favorite travel radio show returns after these messages.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.